Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Jen Sabella with Block Club Chicago has our extremely local news report today, starting with the mystery along the north branch of the Chicago River. What's going on there, Jen?
Good morning, Bob. So people who live along the Chicago River in Lincoln Square, this is near the Lawrence Avenue Bridge, have been noticing this boat that was progressively sinking into the river. And they're like, should that be there? I mean, people kayak up there. I actually do sometimes. And there's boats that pass through, so it's probably not great that there's just a partially sunken boat right in the river. It turns out this happens kind of often. People will run out of gas and abandon their boats, which is hard to believe. If I had a boat, I wouldn't be abandoning it. But and it turns out it's like a game of hot potato between the various departments who are meant to clean it up. So it's the U.S. Coast Guard, the EPA, the Department of Water Management, and they all are kind of trying to track down whoever owns this thing. They actually already found two previous owners, but it's been sold since then. So we don't know what's going to happen. Neighbors are really wanting it out of there. It's not exactly the most pleasant thing to look at, and it is pretty dangerous just to have it floating in the river. But yeah, it's at the taxpayer's expense. If they can't find the owner, we basically pay, the government pays, so we pay to pull it out. And it could be about $10,000 up to $10,000 to pull it out of the water. So I'm hoping they find the owner of this thing and say, hey, man, why did you leave your boat there?
And in that neighborhood, some of those backyards are right alongside the river there. So it could be, pretty unsightly for some homeowners, right?
Right, and there already are other abandoned boats that are tied up along various docks up on that stretch of the river. And neighbors are like, can we, like, do something about this? And it's, the issue is there's so many departments involved that they don't know who should be taking the lead on it. So they're hoping that there's a policy in place that the city or the state gets together when it comes to cleaning up the river. There's also been, like, mattresses spotted in the river, other just, like, people dumping large household items in there, which is very uncool. But there's not really a formal policy in place for who is responsible for digging it out.
Yeah, there is an organization that, what is it, Friends of the Chicago River or something like that. They work to clean things up, but they don't have the resources to do that.
Exactly. They go through in kayaks and pick up a lot of garbage, and they do great work. Which you can volunteer for, actually. If you go to their website, you can volunteer to do a kayak river cleanup with them. But, yeah, these large items, you're going to need some more heavy machinery to dig them out of the water.
All right, let's move on to the business owner and Old Irving Park resident who is suing Alderman Jim Gardner. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a little more drama on the northwest side. Alderman Jim Gardner, who's under investigation from various agencies right now, including the FBI, was sued once again by a constituent who said after he held a protest about a development in the ward, Gardner attempted to retaliate against him by digging up dismissed criminal cases against him. So James Saw, he owns a car auto spa up in the Six Corners Business District. He was angry when the alderman blocked a development at Six Corners. It's since been... It's being built now, but this was back in 2019. So he held a protest. A lot of people showed up. Immediately after that, text messages revealed by a former Gardner staffer show Gardner called for revenge, essentially asking his ward superintendent's mom to pull anything she could find on James Saw from the court records. There were decades old charges of a fight that had been dismissed. And I think he had a pocket knife in one of the incidents in 1998. But they were both dismissed, and the alderman planned to distribute these on Facebook, according to these revealed text messages. So he's being sued for emotional distress and just for using his power to pull up these records that he should not have accessed. And the court is actually investigating the person who pulled these records, which they did not have permission to do.
And finally, we have some breaking pizza news, don't we?
This is such a great story. Billy Zuracat, he is a home cook in Logan Square, and he was recently diagnosed with a rare form of muscular dystrophy. And it totally just changed his life and everything that he wanted to do. He has, you know, less muscles and like ability to use his arms and legs to do exercise or play sports. So he's really leaned into cooking at home, and he is partnering up with Polly G's, which is a really popular pizza place in Logan Square, to bring his Tripping Billy pizza, which is made with shishito pepper, cream sauce, corn, and pickled jalapenos. It looks delicious. And every $2 from each pizza sold will go to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. And he's going to be trying to do more of these pop-ups to benefit the research on the disease and really just to lean into this cooking after, you know, diagnosis has really changed his life.
Yeah, that's great. It's 2451 North Milwaukee Avenue. More at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Jen. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good one.